Davidson County Sheriff says closing Nashville General Hospital could quadruple the amount his agency has to spend on securing inmates when they receive medical care. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports Darren Hall spoke during a Metro Council hearing discussing a massive restructuring to the city's public hospital.
Right now, prisoners recover from surgery and other inpatient procedures in a special secured wing at Nashville General. So Darren Hall says it's safe for one officer to guard multiple inmates. At a private hospital, prisoners would have to be spread out in regular, unsecured rooms, requiring two guards per person. Hall says that would add about $3 million to their annual price tag.
If you have five inmates there today, you're paying one officer 24 hours a day to do that. If you shut that down and take those five inmates, it would require 10 officers to supervise them in individual rooms in some other hospital.
That is, unless another hospital is willing to work out the same type of deal and let them have their own area. But even if they did, Hall said that would mean more spending, as the area would need to be modified and secured. Another cost? More vehicles, since inmates will likely be sent wherever beds are open at the time, possibly resulting in having to dispatch officers to more than one hospital on a daily basis. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.